Present the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, I have Representative and Assembly Member Tammy Wilson.
Hey, how are you?
In the studio. I'm doing well. So do you go by your highest achievement or your present achievement?
I think I just have to give the same disclaimer that these are my thoughts and my thoughts alone, and hopefully you all agree with it.
And I care if they don't.
I do care if they don't.
Okay.
Because those are the discussions you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
You learn as much from disagreements as agreements because it's something maybe you haven't thought about, and it could make a difference in what you're doing.
And why did I bring you on the show?
I think it has to do with this petition
that we'll start there.
Well, and I want to clarify because there are two petitions out. So, and I've had questions. So Change the Date is the one that we're trying to get local elections changed from October to November.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it in other communities and seen an increase in voter turnout, which is why I'm doing it. There's another one for hand counting, which is for another day, but that one is not due until July.
Yeah.
So the one that I'm collecting and trying to get turned in by this Friday is Change the Date. So you should know that because I've pretty much been begging those who still have them. We do have the signatures for it. So thank you, everybody. We had about, I think we had 39 petitions out.
You know, when you first told me you were doing it, I just thought to myself, thank you. It makes such sense because the only thing it will do is increase voter turnout on a local election.
Absolutely.
That's what it's, and isn't that what we want?
That's what I want. You know, I'm hoping that's what others want because that means that's the whole point of having elections. And so the majority.
And I've heard the opposition say it'll be confusing for the voter. So basically, they're saying Fairbanksans are dumb.
But what's interesting is that if you live in the city of Fairbanks or you live in the city of North Pole, you've been doing this
that way
from
anyway.
The beginning of time, right?
Yeah.
You get a city one and you get a borough one.
Yeah.
So only the borough has not had, you know, that
a
opportunity
city and a borough,
where
yeah.
You'll have the state and federal just like you go in now.
Yep.
You'll walk about, you know, 5 feet, you know, and then you'll get your ballot for the borough and you'll vote on that. And, you know, I just don't see where you would have the confusion. But
hold it. You know, you borough residents, yeah, mass confusion for you. I can't, you know, us Fairbanks residents, we got this down.
Right. And it's like, I didn't even think about that because, again, I don't live in the city.
Yeah.
On it, but we like to use confusion as the reason not to change anything.
True.
And I think we have tried, because one of the pushbacks I have is like, well, we need to put more things out there. Well, when we had the May 7th election, for the first time, we actually put the date down because that was a mm-hmm. special election. And we've continued doing that. People are holding signs. We go see a bunch of people that are knocking and all the rest. I honestly don't know what more we can do and to get the date out there. But part of it is, at least for this area, hunting season's just gotten done. We're trying to clean up all of our yards to make sure that, you know, we don't hit anything when the snow comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by November 1, from any state, you know about the November election. And 2, if you have not cleaned up your yard, well, you're probably not going to do it because the snow has already come. But I do have a problem I need help with.
What's that?
So you always have these little stories, right?
I'm Italian.
So first of
all, be careful what you ask.
We're going to be talking about the city of North Pole. That means if you live in the city of North Pole boundaries and you vote at City Hall, I am talking to you. So my son-in-law, you know, said, hey, we're going to do the same thing because the city of North Pole has to also pass the same petition to get it on the ballot because in their charter, it says in October. So no big deal, right? Needs 67 signatures.
You know, I'm going to be very facetious here, and I'm going to butt in. You have more problems in North Pole than this.
Well, but this is our major problem right now. Do not let him sidetrack you. So he goes out, right, and he's never done this before, and starts getting signatures, gets about halfway there, and he shows me his petition, and I look at it, and I'm like, there's no writing on each page telling you what they're actually signing for. Well, you can't do that. So he goes and he shows the clerk in the city of North Pole, and they're like, oh, well, you can't do that. Well, we already know that. So they give him, they make a second petition. Now they put the writing at the top, but they add things that aren't part of the charter change, and they didn't change the date. So guess what? After going with cruising with Santa and getting another 30-something signatures over halfway
third time's a charm.
Gets a call, right? And it's wrong. So we spent all weekend, I'm looking down the list, you know, just chaperoning because I can't run. So I'm putting the thing out there just so you know, I don't have the petition. I do not live in the city. I live in the North Pole area. There's a difference. And so we were able to get almost 40 signatures. So we're about another 20. So what do I need from you? Okay, first of all, this is not the petition that I'm collecting. This is a separate one. So if you signed the borough one and you live in the city of North Pole, you can sign this one as well because they are two separate things, one for the borough, one to change the charter. So my number is 907-590-7602. If you live in the city, have family that lives in the city, friends that live in the city, if you could give them a call and then text me their address, I will have him go directly to them and do it because we can't let dysfunction be the reason why they're not able to get the signatures they need.
I would go set up a booth right next to Outlaw Tamales. That's where I'd just set up a booth.
Well, you got to get people to stop, right?
Yeah, but Outlaw Tamales, everyone stops there.
Yeah. Well, they're not open very long.
I know.
Thing in the morning, but we've been in the mall, and but I think at this point we just get so many people that I don't know where those who live in the city go because it's kind of like even when we've gotten the signatures, I look down it, and we don't have a whole lot that live within the city. But I know you're out there. You know you're out there. You've got a friend of a friend, but wouldn't it be nice to be able to within a week of getting the new one, be able to take it to the city and say, even though you tried to put all these things in our way, he was able to still get them.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about. I mean, we could try to get the city council to change it, but at this point, somebody goes, why don't you have the council do it or have the borough? Because having those conversations door to door or in the mall or out
more,
there
more
makes
explicative.
A
huge you understand what you're doing.
And they ask the questions, right? And then if you don't know the answer, you got time to go look it up and
find out and reply back.
Yeah. And maybe, some petitions don't go, some petitions do go. And a lot of it is because of that conversation that you're able to have. And it's just great to learn about things that have nothing to do with why you stop by.
I just don't foresee borough residents being confused.
No, absolutely not.
At all.
No.
I mean,
you'll vote
at
for
all.
The, yeah, you'll vote for the borough candidates. You'll vote for the school district and the IGU.
And then the
tax cap will also be on this next one.
So it's a one-stop shop.
It is. And I mean, nowadays with gas prices and everything else, not everybody's polling place is that close to them.
No. And this makes it so it's more advertised.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, and again, we have a lot of transient, from, military to just people like, I'm going to go live in Alaska.
And how many times are you going to vote absentee? You just have to do it once.
Yes. There you go, too.
Yeah.
Just get your application for all those.
Or early voting, just once.
Yep. 2 weeks beforehand. And that's great, too. We've gotten all those kind of questions, like, when can I start voting?
Yeah.
Which
election? And which year is it? Is it an odd year or an even year?
But my favorite
those are differences.
One is, I didn't know we voted in October. And I look at it, I'm like, and that's why we have this.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. I have Tammy Wilson, Borough Assembly member, who has already given her dissertation about these are my thoughts and my thoughts only.
It is.
And we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
For 25 years, the Library of Congress Veterans History Project has collected and preserved the experiences of America's heroes. From original letters to oral histories, these firsthand accounts bring history to life, one voice at a time. With over 120,000 stories collected, each reveals the courage, sacrifice, and service of our veterans. But many remain untold. Help our nation reach 125,000. Share a story. Ensure a legacy. Visit loc.gov/vets today.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound. We're here with Creed Jones of Chugiak, and you got on the leaderboard with a 94.2-pound halibut. Tell me a little bit about your derby experience, bringing that fish into the weigh-in station.
So we had to wait a little while because we had to put it in some water and ice because the derby didn't open till 4. We got in earlier than that. And so it was a little bit stressful, hoping that nothing happened to that fish. It didn't lose any weight sitting for so long. And I was really worrying about if anyone else was going to bring in another fish to knock me out. But mine was a little bit bigger.
And at what point did you know, hey, I might have a derby contender?
The second we saw that fish under the water, pretty obvious that you got a good fish.
And I love to ask about the captain's reaction.
He was excited. He was already up on it with the harpoon, and he was getting pretty antsy.
And when you bought the derby ticket, you know, are you thinking there's a chance? What is your take on that?
Anytime you go out with the Hofstede Fishing Company, you see their pictures, you know, you got pretty good chances.
All right. So actually winning some cash or catching a big fish was definitely part of the hopes before you even hit the water.
I was hoping for at least a good fish.
If you're looking to catch a big halibut, silver salmon, or rockfish in Valdez, get geared up at the Prospector in Valdez. Need boots or rain gear? Prospector's got it. Our Valdez store has rods, reels, tackle, bait, and even coolers to bring your catch home too. Talk to our local experts and get the right gear for Prince William Sound. The Prospector's open late all summer.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Daytime highs approaching 59 today. Under mainly clear skies, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 38. Tomorrow, high of 67. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Thursday with a high of 70. 72, slight chance for isolated storms Friday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We've had a great addition to our show here. We have Jen Uhas in here, too, along with Tammy Wilson. Jen, how you doing?
Dandy.
You know, Laundry House Gang, it all screwed up this month because everyone wanting to be on the show. And so Laundry House Gang is next Tuesday, but you're here.
You're just too popular, David.
Anyway.
But you came at the right time because we have the most important question ever.
Okay, well, spring it on me because I have no knowledge what the question's going to be because I came in thinking we were talking hunting, fishing, trapping because it's the second Tuesday of the month. Sometimes we get bumped on the first Tuesday. So what is the question, Tammy?
So, you know, we have a petition out to change the date of the local election from October to November.
Okay, that petition, because there's so many petitions out.
Yep, this is our own local petition, mine. And one of the concerns that we have had is that borough residents like you might be confused if you had to vote one ballot state and federal and one ballot that has borough school board, you know, borough assembly members and IGU. Do you see yourself being confused?
Oh, I'm confused about so many things. That particular issue is one that I am not confused about only because I am such a nerd and I pay attention to all of these. But as someone who values the people's right to assemble and the people's voice and is constantly trying to get my other half and my neighbors and my friends to go utilize their voice, there is, it, as Jeff Foxworthy would say, it's pandelirium.
However, and I think that's really part of the reason is that a lot of people don't know we have an October election, right? So if you'd go on the street, like be the street, you know, you go down there and do that or this, and ask people, when do we vote? More than not would say November, right? Because no matter where you live, you're used to voting in November. And I think that's where our thought is that no matter where you come from, that's already in your head to do it. And an increased amount of people would get out and vote.
Be that as it may, be that as it may, I must interject.
Oh, he's going to interject.
It's Craig Campo's birthday.
I know. I texted you that earlier
exactly
today.
So I'm looking
I
at you.
I was wishing that Wayne Heimer was here because you don't want to hear me sing happy birthday.
What makes you think we're going to sing happy birthday?
Well, it's Craig's birthday.
Like I sing happy birthday to Craig Campo?
Say, I don't know. Hey, you were interjecting.
I'm just wishing,
you don't know.
We're wishing him a happy birthday on the air.
Happy birthday, Craig.
Happy birthday. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yep. We got that out of the way.
He was MC. I hadn't seen him for a long time. And now this the gas rally, he was there. So
yeah, he was
awesome.
This is the same time we're having the tax cap.
Yep.
Which is important.
So that's a revenue cap, just so everybody knows. So it talks about how much revenue that the borough can get from you. Of course, you know, sadly enough, even when they keep their mill rate the same, we all know then we look at the value of our home. And miraculously, I like the one guy, he goes, I put a kiddie pool in my backyard and my, you know, assessment went up like 10%. I think he got rid of the pool, you know. Mm-hmm. But so that doesn't mean your taxes will be the same, which is kind of sad.
Pull your siding off and redo your kitchen, but don't let it shatter outside.
No kiddie pool, right? Yeah. But that, you know, but that's the whole thing, though, is that if the sky was the limit, you know they would take it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so the point, though, here is that there's important things on the October election. And, you know, voters get fatigue. We're in the middle. Luckily, it's not a presidential year because we get fatigue then.
Mm-hmm.
But even when I can get my neighbors to engage, you know, the October election, you're right. They're hearing November, November, November. And maybe on a given year, I'm one of those crazy super voters, so I get all the mail and all the calls. But when I talk to them in November or in October, they say, didn't we just do that?
Yeah. Like,
or that's not till November. They're caught in the middle.
They absolutely are. What will be ironic about this one is that the October voters, right, whoever you are, will get to choose. You'll get to choose to stay in October or choose to go to November. Or some of you November people for the first time can get out in October and help make that decision. But I think that's exactly it with it being, well, you got, especially, you know, you have the August and then you turn around first in October and then in November. So three back to back. To be able to do that. And we were talking about, you know, once we do this, one of the things we need to start thinking about is we have that middle election, right, where all we do is a local election. That's over $1 million we spend so that every year something or someone is knocking on your door, sending you stuff. And I think also making it where we're only having elections every 2 years.
So what are the numbers on the savings, Tammy? Because if the state is already conducting an election, then we know the borough and the city, you know, the municipalities still need to spend something. But they don't have to get the polling places and they don't have to, you know, when they're doing it independently in October, the full cost is borne by the municipalities. If they piggyback with the state, who already has to do this function, we'd really just be looking at the printing and the advertising, but we'd already be using our existing polling places and personnel. And so would we reduce it by more than 50% of the cost to residents?
Well, not as much as you would think, because you still would have to have machines for both, right? You would have to have it for the federal.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because you have to go separate.
Okay.
You'd split the cost of you know, the place, but some places don't charge. So for this part, it's kind of minimal. This is really for the convenience of the voter. Mm-hmm. And Matsu, the first year they did it, it was like a 40% increase. You know, right now we know we run like 15 to 17%, yet almost double that amount in November.
So the other thing is, I've been a big proponent of Go TV, get out the vote, for about 30 years. But people say, well, my vote doesn't count, my vote doesn't matter. Guess what? In an October election with low voter turnout, vote matters more.
Yep.
Your vote counts for more, because in the percentage, just like when you're going to buy an Alaska Lotto ticket, we'll put a plug in here because it supports so many nonprofits. You see when the pot is really big, but you also see, well, if there's only five people in, I've got a 1 in 5 chance of winning.
Right.
If there's 100 people in, I've got a 1 in 100 chance of winning. Well, your vote has more weight when you turn out for a low turnout election.
And I think that's true, but I think the flip side is if we're not engaging more people to what's happening in government, you know, because remember, we're supposed to be nonpartisan when it comes to the local elections, then.
And that was not an argument to keep it in October. That was an argument to say, come out this October because you can make a difference.
Right. Absolutely.
And change it.
To get to that point. And it won't change. You'll still be able to vote absentee. You'll still be able to vote early voting. you know, none of that will change as far as having those opportunities. Yeah.
But also look at the dates. If you're wanting to vote absentee, okay, do I start in September for the local election? Do I start in October for the national election or state election? You have so many separate dates of crossing and confusing.
And send it to the right place.
Yeah.
Right, you know, now it'll be the same. You know, yeah, now
get your envelopes confused on the kitchen table.
I think I got a very good text saying, voting, I wonder if it'd be helpful to reduce anxiety to do a walkthrough of each step of finding your precinct to walking up to register table to getting your ballot and finding a booth to filling out the ballot.
So interesting enough, what I've seen in this borough is once people register to vote, it seems like they move, but they don't move the registration.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you see that a lot on a petition because you're like, you'll get a very unique name, so it's not like somebody you can mix it up with. And neither of the addresses will match to what they have put down. And what it is because they have continued, you know, to go. That's why we have the identifier, thank goodness. That's something only, you know, you're supposed to know. But it is important to change your registration.
The average person moves once every 7 years.
Yeah. But they always remember where they moved from.
Yeah. So 15% of the population moves every year.
And if they're moving in and out of the borough and down even into the Anchorage area, who votes in April, so they even have a different date than everybody else, even though they're looking at changing it.
And I use my street as an example. We have about six houses and then like a sixplex. And so far this year, two homes have sold. So 25% of the people who own a place have moved.
Right.
Then down at the sixplex, you know, that changes thoroughly over once every 2 years.
Well, and then to add to the confusion, right? So you're still getting, you're hearing these messages. And my other half had said a couple years ago, oh, well, I need to vote because he thought he was going to get to vote for certain people in the city election. He said, no, we don't get that ballot. We only get the borough one.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I've been following that.
How many times have I heard, God, I wish I could vote for you, you know, but you're in the borough. Mm-hmm.
Or worse, when they said, I want to vote for you, and they can, like, who did you vote for?
Or I say to myself, God, I wish I could vote in North Pole's election. I wouldn't vote, you know, I wouldn't vote for Santa Claus for anything. I'd vote for the Easter Bunny. What the heck?
Well, I know a guy who can sell you a house in North Pole if you want to vote out there.
There you go.
See, you watch what you wish for.
Oh, my goodness.
But so the petition is in, and this will be on the ballot, or the petition still needs signatures, Tammy?
So what we're going to be doing is we're collecting the books now. I'm trying to, you know how it is. Aunt Sally down the road hasn't signed yet. And I'm like, she's had 80 days to sign. Mm-hmm. So run down there right now and get it done.
Sally, if you're listening, sign the book.
Yeah, please sign now. And if you live in the city, Sally, North Pole, let
me
know.
Yeah, Sally and Craig Compo.
But anyway,
it's your birthday. Sign a book.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Competition is so hard.
I think Jen should sing Happy Birthday.
I'm pretty sure that's not happening.
That's not happening.
But anyway, so Friday we hope to have we turn them all in together, right? That's what people don't understand. Okay. Please do not turn your book into the borough. I have to turn all of them in at one time, and so they have 10 days.
If you're listening and you have one of those books, get a hold of Tammy.
Sooner than later.
590-7602. Yeah.
And get your book turned in so she can turn them in together so that they count. You didn't do all that work collecting signatures just so they could be thrown out or missed.
Or missed.
Get your book to Tammy.
And if you live in the city limits of North Pole.
Then you still need to call the same number, 907-590-7602. And I will send someone who lives in the city. They still need 20 more signatures to be able to change the date on theirs as
20
well.
Signatures. That is doable. Is someone collecting signatures? Are they at a location out there, Tammy, or are they at that mall?
They will
or
actually
something?
Come to your house. If
oh,
you
really?
Text me with your address in the city of North Pole.
Okay, if you're in North Pole,
Fairbanks,
what's
the
number? We will send somebody.
We're going to take a commercial break or listen to KFAR Radio.
Where you live and, you know, why you've had a break.
We have Fox News, state news, commercials, weather. And we'll be back with a lot of discussion on elections.
More Our Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at
KFARradio.com. Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump says it was Iran responsible for downing an American military helicopter near the Strait of Hormuz, and the United States must respond to this attack. The president making the comment in a social media post after a drone boat rescued the crew of this Apache attack helicopter that crashed near the strategic waterway. This is the first known drone rescue at sea by the U.S. military. The House Judiciary Committee holding a second hearing today about charges against the Southern Poverty Law Center, alleging the organization fraudulently used donations to pay hate group leaders for inside information. Chairman Representative Jim Jordan highlighting new accusations.
This SPLC employee who was supposed to be dismantling hate groups with the intelligence project was dating the field source that they were paying, and in fact, they had a joint bank account.
The SPLC's denied the allegations. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage Daily News reports the Alaska Department of Health has identified more than 200 health clinics, hospitals, tribes, local governments, and other entities in the running to get a share of the $272 million in federal funding Alaska received earlier this year through the newly created Rural Health Transformation Program. After sifting through nearly 1,800 funding proposals, state officials have narrowed down the potential projects to a list of just over 400 that will undergo further consideration this month before final funding decisions are made. The Rural Health Transformation Program was created last year through a budget reconciliation bill dubbed the One Big Beautiful Bill. The bill, crafted and passed by congressional Republicans, including members of Alaska's delegation, put in place new work requirements for Medicaid, which serves one in three Alaskans. Those requirements are projected to cause thousands of Alaskans to lose access to health insurance. More than 300 proposals were submitted by companies headquartered outside
streaming
of Alaska.
Live at KFAR660.com.
I'm Mary Peltola. I grew up in three tiny villages before we moved to the big city, Bethel. Right now, there are families in that region hauling jerry jugs of fuel because they can't afford a delivery. It's not just that politicians in D.C. don't care that we're paying $10 a gallon for diesel in rural Alaska. They don't even believe us. Overpriced fuel, overpriced food, overpriced ammo. The politicians rigging our economy have made life in Alaska unrecognizable. But I know this in my bones. There's no group of people more ready to save ourselves than Alaskans. It's why I'm running to bring our voices to the U.S. Senate, to bring down grocery costs, save our fisheries, lower energy prices, and build new housing Alaskans can afford. I approve this message because it's time to show D.C. what Alaska first looks like.
Paid for by Alaskans for Mary.
Spenard Builder Supply introduces our new Yukon Series windows, a line designed specifically for Alaska. Rugged, efficient, and reliable. With in-stock, ready-to-install options, replacing or building new has never been easier. SBS delivers high-quality windows without the high price. Performance-crafted, Energy Star certified, and backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Stop by your local SBS or ask SBS online for a free estimate. Spenard Builder Supply. Your project begins here.
Every house has windows, and when you have questions about purchasing new ones, where do you go? No, you don't ask Google. And if you did, it should tell you to go ask Steve at Glass Solutions for all your window and door-related questions. Steve's Alaska's expert with more than 30 years' experience selling Arctigrade windows that will last. Everyday wholesale pricing on time-tested major brands that have proven themselves at 50 below zero. Call 699-9633 and ask for Steve for your best solution at Glass Solutions.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I always say...
You do?
Yes, I do. That sometimes the conversations we have during commercials get really interesting.
Oh, now, was the mic on?
Uh-oh. Yeah, the mic is on. Now, Jen, I want you to talk about the lease on the Ruth Burnett hatchery.
Oh. Well,
I put the mic up close to you. This is important.
Okay, this was a long time ago.
Now, this is for the boneheads who tried to remove the funding of the Ruth Burnett hatchery.
This year.
This year.
Well, except thanks to Mike Kronk and
others. Yep.
Was put back in through the funding source, which was not what we talked about at the break. Was that when I was at the borough working for a previous mayor, I was in charge of negotiating the lease for
under
the
Mayor Whitaker
with Fish and Game.
Yeah.
And
because that's on borough property, it's where one of the baseball parks used to be.
Yes, and that's the whole thing. Bob Shefchuk wasn't happy with part of what we did there. But anyway, the rumors were persistent that, they weren't actually going to build it in the end. And we'd already gotten this $16 million from Ted Stevens a few years previously. And that was, for the Aurora Energy Plant Experimental Hatchery. Remember that?
Yeah.
Where they had that there before they built the big one. And Ralph Seekins had been working on this. We had a few people within Fish and Game that were tipping us off to things that were going on in the department. And as usual, Matt Valley and Kenai and Anchorage legislators fight with interior legislators for capital project things.
All about the money.
Mm-hmm. And our Board of Fish person at the time, Bonnie Williams, had made some votes that had angered some people south of the range. Anyway, we were doing the hatchery lease, and I ended up tucking an Easter egg in there that said if they ended up not building it, which was what the rumor was, that they owed the borough specifically the $16 million that Ted Stevens had appropriated for the experimental hatchery to get it going. And so that was in 2007 and 2008. And then in 2009... I went down to the Fish and Game in Juneau and was their ledge liaison, and I had to come and talk to Tom Lawson, our administrative services director at the time, and say, hey, I kind of need to tell on myself because Bill Stoltz had put in the budget that he was removing the funding for the hatchery, and he was going to punish Fairbanks for something that had angered him in finance committee.
Which wouldn't have taken much.
No. Short fuse there. So I told Tom Lawson, I was like, well, I kind of tucked an Easter egg in there. Like, if they don't actually build it, you have to.
Or if they don't fund it in the future.
That wasn't the case, which is why Mike Kronk needs to have the credit that he deserves for this year. Because you couldn't rely on the lease because we did pull it and the borough was happy to provide it. And it was like, okay, this was really just if they didn't build it. But at the time, it really made Bill Stoltz angry because he said big words in finance with a fist and said big words on the floor with a fist. And we said, wah, wah.
Good try again.
And at the time, I don't see this anywhere in the statute. And,
was
in the lease.
Bill was a very unpredictable personality.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'd say something nice, but we'd have to come up with it. So.
What's that now?
Or predictable.
He was predictably unpredictable.
Yeah. Well, his predictable,
How come we got everyone out? I've had eight people come down and walk in and look at us, What in the heck is going on? We haven't said anything controversial yet.
Are you sure?
Maybe we did, and we just don't know it.
Yeah, but I mean, Boy, I can't take you two anywhere.
Popular.
Yeah.
That's what kids say.
And and then
you can dress us up, but you just can't take us out.
That's pretty much it.
So, and then we're talking about elections, and in the October election, we are having a couple things. One is a tax cap, and then we have the voting to change the voting date to the state election date, national
to align.
Yeah, national, federal and state election date, and then. In November, we have the big one also, which is the ranked choice voting repeal.
Right. To repeal. That is the important part of this. So this is a yes. And they are basically, and I didn't even understand this in the last one. This will take everything out and put elections back to the way they were before it came. So you're going to hear, I'm sure, a whole bunch of weird stuff about dark money. Well, believe me, dark money got us here. But what
dark money is already here. It's still here.
If you like the way you voted before it came, then it's yes on two.
Now, I use as an example why you need to repeal it. How many Dan Sullivans do you have running?
Eight.
Well, there's only two, but there's eight of them, yes.
Yeah. And how many people for Republican gubernatorial candidates are running?
I lost count. Do we count the ones who are really Republican?
Who isn't running?
Yeah. I think the
list is shorter.
I'm not.
But do we count?
I've been asked to run, but I've declined.
But I do want to put kudos out there to Nancy Dahlstrom.
Yeah.
Who, is calling, foul, right?
Yeah.
And you can't just do this. There are rules that have to do with it. And I'm sorry, but hey, Mary, you know, if you can't win it on your own merits, then maybe it's not meant to be.
And if you're trying for election disruption so you can haphazardly maybe win,
right?
Shame on you.
But can you imagine, I thought about this though, because only I would, can you imagine somebody came to you to do this and you didn't really think about it? Who knows what they gave him? But what if he did win? Can you just imagine the movie that would come after that?
Oh.
Literally, it'd be like, where is Washington, right?
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, exactly. On the whole thing. But
Mr. Smith goes to
Washington.
But
I guess where I'm different is, I want to hear the jingle, right? Come on, Sullivan campaign. Let's put something there with that S in the middle and what it means.
So I'm going out to Esther. I got some real estate out there I'm selling. And there on the Parks Highway, I see this Mary Petola for Congress sign.
Oh,
yeah. I'm saying to myself, huh? I guess they didn't tell her she's running for Senate.
Yeah.
Hey, I got something, though. If you're out there listening and you haven't gone to the State of Alaska website recently to check your voter registration and you moved any time in the last 10 years, go and check. And check to see if you're registered as what you think you are. Some folks, when you registered for your dividend or when you applied for your dividend, you got changed to an undeclared and maybe you're not.
Yeah.
And remember, we had a party that was just disbanded, and I think I don't know what they changed them to, nonpartisan or undeclared, but, you know, you do have choices.
Yeah. So. The Owl Party, we all got turned into yous.
Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, so.
You independent-minded thinkers.
Out with logic, on with lunacy. We don't give a hoot.
Yeah.
But except I gave a hoot.
And then find out where you do vote at, right?
Yeah.
All that is
find your precinct. And, you know, I recently checked, and North Pole had 3 precincts that weren't actually active. But I checked with Division of Elections 2 weeks ago, and all of the precincts for our area up here in the interior are nailed down and have agreements. They weren't all on the web yet. They were going to load them to the web. But all of the precinct location agreements had been signed. The clerk checked. But go, if you're concerned about the things happening in the world, state and local, and maybe you haven't voted before and you're not sure if you're registered, go ahead and check. If you've applied for a dividend, you might be, you're probably registered, but you might not be at the same location that you want to get your mail or indicates where you vote, because maybe you applied for your dividend and it shows somewhere else.
Right. And remember, your local leaders that you choose or you don't participate in choosing most likely will be the next state, you know, or federal portion of it. So if you think, you know, and it's back to what do you believe in, right? Those are the questions you want to ask.
Yeah.
And if they're not willing to answer you, maybe you choose somebody else.
And then every time I see a Mary Petola for Congress sign, I just think of the disrespect again, the disrespect. She never had an office, a congressional office in Fairbanks.
But she had a place where you get beer.
A campaign office and advertised free beer.
Yes, but she never, you know, represented the interior.
Yeah, and she had Dorothy Shockley up here as a staffer. Very, very nice, gracious lady. And she had to meet a constituent with an issue at Sam's Club or you know, a coffee shop. My God. Ugh.
We're more important than that. Don't forget it.
Yeah, but not to Mary.
Yep. But
so I just think it's disrespectful. Always did. And now we have these Mary Petola for Congress signs being put up. I shake my head again. Are you? Here we go again. Scene one, take two.
Are people just reusing those because they still had them or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're free, right? Because
they're free
for
signs, yeah.
So the question is who's putting it up because of the
But they also come with a six-pack of beer, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, well, doesn't the campaign have to – I mean, you can't reuse them because it's for a different race anyway, but the campaign's supposed to buy them from themselves. There's like a whole math on that.
Well, there is, but what makes it difficult is when somebody else literally like has it in their basement or whatever and puts it back out there. So it's hard to tell, but, you know, just remember that's who you don't want to vote for. Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Jen Uhas and Tammy Wilson in the studio here with me. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Let's face it, asphalt in Alaska can have a pretty short lifespan. It cracks, it freezes, then it expands. Now you have issues. That's where Right Way Services steps in. They can seal it up and protect it, adding years to the life of your asphalt, driveway, walkway, parking lot, or road. Right Way Services are the ones to call if you have anything asphalt, residential or commercial. And if you have cracks, they can fill those as well. Hey, you paid a lot to get it paved, so protect it with Right Way Services. Look them up on Facebook and get a free estimate. That's Right Way Services. Services.
It's Derby season, which means it's time to head to Valdez and fish. Listen to KFAR Radio Monday through Saturday at 6:20, 7:20, or 11:15 for the Valdez Fishing Report. You'll get updates on the current standings, along with the latest tips, hot spots, and techniques, and the stories from the anglers in Valdez. The Valdez Fishing Report, proudly brought to you by Century Hardware. Don't miss the Valdez Fishing Report three times a day, Monday through Saturday, on News Talk for the Interior, KFAR 97.5 FM and 6:60 a.m.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots, he scores.
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Weather brought to you by Great Harvest Bread Company. Biscuits, bagels, and sandwiches so good you need them. Skip the snooze. Your breakfast is waiting for you at Great Harvest at the corner of Airport Way and Wilbur.
KFAR Weather.
Mainly clear today with a high of 59. West winds around 5 miles per hour. 38 tonight, mainly clear. Tomorrow, high of 67. Partly cloudy skies Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Slight chance for isolated storms Friday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. You know, I so enjoy being in a purple padded room when the when the show's off with two very educated people.
Well, we don't even let you talk.
I am so entertained. I mean, you know, Fairbanks, I usually have to pay for entertainment like this, but this is great.
We're happy to share.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, you have two Dan Sullivans running. You have 16 to 18 Republicans. Okay. I'm going to ask you each a question.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
And I want you to think about it. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. There's only your answer.
That's never true.
I want you to name for me the four people who win the gubernatorial race and the order that they, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, you mean for the August primary?
Yeah. Tammy, you're first.
Why me first?
Because you're looking like you're really studying it.
I can name probably the four that I think. I don't know whether this would be.
Okay, who are the four that you think? Then we'll go back to ranking them.
So I think Bronson and Church are the top four. I think Begich and whomever he's running against, which I don't remember who it is, ends up one of the four. Because I do think he's the leading Democrat.
He's got the establishment, and JKT's got the voters.
Right. I was surprised JKT hasn't come up in anything on that. Okay,
so is JKT in your top four?
I think Bernadette. No, I don't
okay,
think.
Okay, Bernadette's three.
I will take JKT and then I'll take Bernadette. Okay, I think Bernadette might show up in the top four.
You have Bronson, Begich, JKT.
I don't think you get Begich and JKT. I think you get JKT.
Yeah, that fourth one I think is going to be way behind.
What's your four? Yeah.
Does you know it all?
I don't.
Wait, no, this is not. No, this is guessing. Yeah, I mean, my God. This is why we should get rid of ranked choice voting.
Right.
She's stumped. You know, the bigger question was, can you name all 16 Republican candidates?
Recalculating.
Isn't that the real question? Can you name the 16 candidates that are running as Republicans?
You get me a Google search map.
Tell us your top two.
Oh, boy.
No. Top four. Who do you think are the final four? I guess the final four.
I'll say, like, we still got time and things are going to happen. But who do I think makes it?
Yes, who makes it? Onto the November ballot.
You know, there's a couple sleepers out there that, that first jungle primary when Dawn passed,
right?
You know, I was looking at who I thought the top four were going to be, and there's two separate people that kept going, what about Mary? And I was like, what about her? And then she spit out of the primary,
right.
And I was like, whoa.
That fourth spot is so far with what we see, I could see a sleeper coming up into that spot at the end.
Well, and so, like, the Hey Lola thing, like, I had thought, so what? And it's like, he just keeps popping up.
So who are your four?
So I think out of your Ds, you get JKT. So he's one of them. I don't know where. I think, you know, Click's been at it a while, and I think you get maybe Click and Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I don't know.
But you know what? I've been amazed.
My four are Click and Bronson, Begich.
I think he's got the old money Democrats, and I don't think he has the voters.
Oh, well, you know, guess what? Begich has Anchorage.
Okay, who's your fourth?
Well, and then his name, we got three Begiches out there, so maybe.
My fourth is Bernadette.
And what I find unique is when everybody started talking about their lieutenant governor, ones that didn't have one, they were almost all in healthcare. And I just want to remind people that the lieutenant governor's number one job is elections.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Not healthcare.
You're right. And I think the other thing is how many of the candidates, both governor and lieutenant governor, are all MATSU or Anchorage? And I just want to remind you, if you don't choose Fairbanks, we're going to get left out in the cold.
So Begich has a Fairbanks. Bronson has a Fairbanks.
We're going to take a phone call.
Okay.
Okay, we're just now.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hey. Hi, Tammy.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, they're a woman who I don't know, but you're always so great on the other shows.
Oh, I like Jimmy.
You've kind of taken over, Tammy, but, and you know.
What's on your mind? Let's get to the point.
No, wait, wait. I like what he's saying.
No,
she says I'm talking too much.
Anyway, go ahead, Jamie.
Anyway, so, you know, I have some issues with this. The demographics are changing, obviously, around here, like at the last October election. And I think local elections are first, and then it goes up the chain from there. But anyway, so I don't know that I want ignorant people voting.
Well, first of all, stop right there. I don't care if you're ignorant, smart, or whatever. You have a right to vote.
You're an American.
Period. I'll talk to you later.
But that gets to our point where we had the show in the very beginning, right? Is that
I don't care. You know, I don't care if you're ignorant.
Our job
is to have you vote for the candidate you want. Period.
Yes. Well, and I would say that just because you missed the October election, really is. I think there's a lot of people who have done their homework and stuff, and life gets in the way, right? And again, it's not something that's sealed in your memory like the November election is.
Well, you know, I don't want to put words in Jamie's mouth, but, you know, I think it comes down to the idea that, you know, we all have that we can exercise our right to vote as our constitutional right, same as right to assemble, right to say things I disagree with.
Right.
I support your right to vote for things I would not vote for.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I was hearing from her was that she just wishes more voters were paying attention.
No, that's not what she said.
Well, you know,
you're trying to put a sweet smile on that. She doesn't want it. People, and what is your classification of ignorant?
Uninformed.
No, someone who votes different than you.
Oh, you asked me what my classification.
Yeah,
of ignorant
okay,
was.
That's
my
correct.
Classification of ignorant.
See,
is
how
is
you
uninformed.
Ask the question. That's important, but
yeah,
you know. But I just want to remind everybody we are collecting books for Change the Date. So if you still have one, please give me a call so I can pick it up. The clerk's office only has 10 days, including holidays and weekends.
North Pole will be left in the cold without those last 20 signatures.
So now let's go back to another portion of the gubernatorial election. This is fun.
He's having fun.
Yeah.
He's having fun.
Choose a black, one black horse candidate that might come in to the top four that you didn't name. You only got the three. I got the four. Tell me who you think a black horse candidate that can come in and surprise us. And we're going to start with Jen.
Crumb.
And Tammy?
See, JKT is not one of my top four necessarily. I think he's one of those that I can think will play both sides. And yeah. I think if he gets the right wind, I think he could get the younger voters.
Yeah. Well, and he,
they'll actually, yeah. if he could get his demographic out to vote, I think that is his hard part.
Well, and he picked up Zach Johnson in Anchorage.
You know, so, yeah. But I mean, at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, what do you want for the candidate and who do you want to be represented by? And I think for the interior, we are our own unique people. And to me, it really is all about, do we have somebody from here who believes the way that we do?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, if it's all down south, they're not going to care what we have to say.
Now, Tammy, you also said...
I'm very regional.
You also, exactly, you said that if, you know, Fairbanks, we have, what, two people from the interior as lieutenant governor candidates? Well, I know that Leslie was asked by about five.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked by three.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no is no.
Yep.
And so then you start looking around and seeing what you can get.
But the question is, did you get somebody who's going to represent the office, right? Again, elections is very important.
It's the division of elections.
And great that Nancy did what she did, but there's so many other opportunities that got passed up
this
last year because I don't know what lieutenant governors have done in the past, but they have not changed
and they were looking positively. And they're looking at Fairbanks as that region for their lieutenant governor. They needed someone from the interior.
But they didn't represent you, though. But I think that those people who were asking people in Fairbanks, those candidates did not represent what you believe you would want them to do.
No, some did. I just wasn't available.
Well, neither was Leslie.
Harder
and harder to get good people to run for. Look at the way we treat elected officials. Look at Kevin McCabe's been working on the insurance issue for a while. That it's just because of the hell that we put elected officials through, they can't get certain types of insurance because they're going to be a target.
Yeah,
that's the fun part. I miss or not.
Well, hold it. You're still the only elected official in the room, you're a target.
Oh, well.
But it takes a lot to get good people to step up. And
stay there.
And stay there. And folks say, I'll look at the choices. I don't like so many of the choices for so many elections. Not saying anything about anybody in particular who's running, but, people are disenfranchised or disillusioned and say, that's my choices. Well, good people turn down running.
But at the end of the day, if you don't get out, it's your own fault, right? And the sad thing is we all take it with us because of it. So, we've got great things happening on the municipal, elections this year. Please, if you live in the city of North Pole, call me, text me. Again, I'll send somebody right over. You don't even have to move.
Don't be left in the cold.
You do have to answer the door, I'm sorry, and move the pen to sign. But beyond that, we can't let government's inefficiencies make it so you don't get a choice.
You know something? I'm going to finish us off here.
I'm scared.
And I have a poop-eating grin on my face. You want to know why?
Oh, God, I don't know if I do.
Brush your teeth, David.
No. Well, exactly.
Fresh brush.
Ladies, we're going to be doing this again, the three of us. This is a great conversation, great knowledge, great show.
Is it because we're women he was surprised we had great knowledge?
No. Great personalities.
Okay. We're better now.
Oh, Fairbanks, they're all flashing me, batting their eyes.
Of course.
They're all happy.
Nobody's flashing him. No one is flashing
I said eyes. I said eyes.
Clarification's good.
And as my oldest brother said, I have the perfect face for radio.
I would agree.
Okay. Anyway, ladies, thank you very much. Jen, thank you for being here. And again, next Tuesday, Laundry House Gang. Tammy, we're going to get on the air more. With the October election. Hey.
And if you don't vote, you don't get to complain. Sorry.
Very true.
To anyone.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I have Matt Halala running for governor on tomorrow, and he is my choice to be the black horse that comes in and is in the top four. That's my choice.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well, exactly. We'll see. Anyway, everyone have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.